Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed. It's full of flavor.
That's what you want. You want my honey.
Listen, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Hart.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you can hear the sound of my horrible voice. I am currently sick. I do apologize if I sound icky right now. We're having a little technical issues right now going on with Blog Talk Radio, our platform. It's just keep giving me an error message. I'm trying to log in. I'm trying to hold the show, but it keeps knocking me off. So please bear with me. Hope you can hear me. I'm trying to get in the chat room. Skype is really acting up. I'm trying to call. I keep getting a busy signal when I call in to the switchboard. Thank you to everybody tuned in with us right now for hanging with me. And please bear with me once again. I am sick. I got a fever. I'm coughing, snuffy nose. All of the above. I got it right now. A little headache going on right now. The fever is here. The sore throat is here. The headaches. The drowsiness. Please, please. We have phonefantasyradio.com. You can listen to us live. And we're in the chat room. So shout out to whoever just tuned into the chat. Guest 930. Shout out to 347s. I see a 704. People are ready for this topic. Before we get to there, let me first thank everybody who tuned in to the last night's show, Musically Inclined. We had a good time. It wasn't a long show, but we did have a good time. Shout out to everybody that supported us this week, who also visit us in the Brick House on Sunday nights. So we're here Sunday to Tuesday. Sunday nights we're here at 7 p.m. Monday and Tuesdays we're here at 9 p.m. So thanks for everybody that's supporting us on our debut back. This is the second installment of Full of Flavor Fridays, Full of Flavor Tuesdays, right here on the Honey Suite. And we call this the Honey Pot. And this is where we have sticky discussions on relationships and a plethora of things. Right now, I came up with this topic because I'm inside of social networking. I'm in these groups. And I see the chaos. I turn on TV. You see the dysfunction, the bickering, the bitch this and the bitch who this and ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And he said, she said. And you see all this stuff being portrayed on media, whether it be via the internet, whether it be your TV, whether it just be, you know, general. So tonight we're talking about no sisterhood among sisters. We're talking about that unity, trying to find a unity among women. No matter if you're black, white, big, or small, we just want to talk about finding a common ground among us women. You know, I took your man, I had his baby, you know. Not saying everybody falls into these categories, and it sure may not be, it's not true. You know, everybody is entitled to their opinions. Everybody is entitled to like who they like. But let's dive into it a little bit. Do you see it in your neighborhood? Do you see it in your environment? Do you think that there's unity among you and other women? Why don't you, do you have female friends? First and foremost, do you have female friends? Do you have at least five homegirls or girlfriends that you could count on your hand, and you know, you have that circle? Do you have that? Because I know I don't have that. I'm not even going to try to act like I do. I know I don't. I don't have five females I can count on my hand and say, well, these are my girls, these are my sisters, these are my homies. And I know no matter what I've done, or how I look at it, or how I try to reprogram it, I always feel like I don't get no credit. Whether it be he or she, so you stole my man, or you know this and that. It just becomes real catty, you know. Oh, you too big, or you too small, or too black, or you too light. It's crazy. It really is crazy. I know we had the Million Man March. Did we ever have one of those? If we did, it went over my head. Don't you think we need one of those? I'm just saying. That's just my opinion. I'm just throwing it out there. By all means, you can jump in at any time you want to. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1. If you would like to speak live and make a comment and just jump into the conversation, by all means, the floor is wide open for any and everybody. Opinions is welcome here. Nobody's going to shut you down. I'm open to dialogue. I'm open to communicating. If you think there's something wrong, if you think I've said something right, let me know. By all means, do that. I just took some medicine, so I'm feeling a little bit drowsy. I don't know. I'm going to try to do the full 2 hours, but I don't know. I'm just taking it. We're just going to take it bit by bit, okay? I'm sweating here. Like I said, I have a fever. Very sick right now, so please bear with me. All right, well, here's the deal. And the deal is this. No sisterhood among sisters. Let's explore and ask, can we find a common ground of acceptance among women? What are the benefits of sisterhood? And do we blame entertainment and mass media for the lack of respect for one another? That's my main question for tonight. Do you blame entertainment and mass media for the lack of respect for one another? You know, sometimes people say, it's just entertainment. But it really isn't just entertainment, because if that's all you see, then you're going to 9 times out of 10 think that that's how it is. I don't know. I could be wrong, but y'all let me know. You know, I know in when I was growing up, you know, you watch TV, the music videos, they portray women in a different light. And now we done took it a step further because we have shows like Maury, which is reality TV, people. Maury is reality. It's not scripted. You know, these are supposed to, well, this is what they're portraying. Real people. These are real women who's getting on this stage to tell their story. Jerry, all these talk shows are supposed to be real life. These are not actors. These are supposed to be portraying real situations. So we got the music videos, the booty popping, the video vixen, the hip hop vixen, whatever you want to call her. Then you have the talk shows, especially right now, Maury's the most popular one, Jerry Springer. You know, those are the ones that's really showing a real negative aspect about women. And now we done took it a step further with the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the Real Housewives whole franchise. Even the reality show Teen Mom. You know, all these are geared to somebody, and they're all portraying of women. And, you know, do I support these? Even scripted shows like Scandal. You know, women are catty, they're devious maids. You know, we opt to just do one thing. We're too independent. I was told that, you know, you can be too independent. You can be too strong-willed. You can push people away. And there's always this negative aspect, this undertone about women. You know, we cause the Great Depression. We've caused the economy fall. We don't support you know, one another. I mean, we have so many things that women fault, you know. It's a man's world, but it's fucked up because of women. I don't get it. That's what they say. So that's what I wanted to know. Now you see all this stuff, you've experienced this negativity. You experience, you know, you see these women being portrayed on the floor. I don't think I look like or I act like anybody in Real Housewives of Atlanta. And if that's how housewives look, I don't want to be a housewife. I'm just saying. But are they doing it for themselves? Are they doing it because of a man? You know, what does media, how do you feel about media? To me, I think it's ridiculous. I don't watch it. I don't watch TV. I do watch TV. I really try not to focus on those type of things. But, you know, that's the question tonight. Do you think media is playing a part in how we address one another as far as women? You know I turn up my face when I see Teen Mom. I don't like that TV show. I know I turn up my nose when I look at Maury. I can't stand Maury. I can't stand Maury. I can't watch Maury. I try to turn the channel. I turn my head. I walk out the room. I just can't stand those shows that Maury is portraying. He's making a killing off of it. You know, he's making money off of these people's stories. So, who's to blame in that? Is it the woman's fault? Is it the man's fault? You know? Anyway, a quick break. Catch my breath. My head is pounding here, so I need to readjust myself. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, finish the conversation. 05-830-8320 is the number to call. Call in. Let's talk about it.
Bye.
Hey, welcome back to the Honey Pot on Phone Fantasy Radio. Talk about no sisterhood among sisters. Please call in 805-830-8320. Share your thoughts on the topic. What do you think? Do you think there's no sisterhood among us? Do you think there's lack of unity as far as women are concerned? My goal for this year was to find some new female friends. I started venturing out a bit. I know all females aren't catty. All females are not the same. You know, all women are not the same. But you know, it's kind of frustrating and hard to always have to feel like you're looking over your shoulder, so to speak, because you never know when somebody's going to try to stab you in the back. And it doesn't have to be a man. It don't have to be a woman. It could be a man as well. And men have done it, but we tend to give men more chances than we would a woman. Why do we favor men so much? They got the magic stick. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, too. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Don't blame me. Blame it on the medicine. Blame it on the head cold. It's clouding my judgment. I do tend to, even though a man have done the worst possible to me, any person can do, I still would trust a man before I trust a woman. And that's only to say because I know how I am as a woman and you being pushed against the wall. You know, when you feel like you're cornered and your true colors show out, I just know how vindictive it can be. You know, men, they tend to throw it at you full force. Women, oh, will smile up in your face, we'll befriend you, we'll make sure everything is all good and dandy for years. You know, can you be my friend for 15 years, you know? And then all of a sudden, you laid in a ditch somewhere and she's just walking by because she remembers something you did in high school or something like that. So, yeah, we we can really hold a grudge, so. For some reason, I give a man chance after chance after chance. But I wouldn't give a woman chance after chance after chance. So cut them out quick, you know. Get you, don't call me, don't contact me, I'm moving, all that. But I don't know, maybe I'm the only one. Let me know if you have these issues as well. So, besides entertainment and mass media, what are the benefits of sisterhood? Because I think that if we as women band together, we wouldn't go through as much shit as we go through. I really do think that if we was like a real sisterhood, if women would have came together, the stuff on TV wouldn't be on TV. The video vixen wouldn't even exist. I think the fact that we band together and we threw our voice out there, like, you got to please not just the man, but you also have to please women as well, right? We are consumers. We buy CDs. We listen to music. So imagine if we stop buying CDs and we stop listening to music. They're going to start paying attention. You know, why do we have to wait till somebody... Excuse me. Why do we have to wait till somebody dies for us to... You know, want to be together, want to band together, want to all of a sudden show our voice. We should be able to do that ahead of time. I think dudes would not get away with half of the shit that they get away with if it was like a secret society or sisterhood. For real, think about it. Because, you know, if something happened to your girl, you're going to ride or die for her. There's no penis is going to come between that. So just imagine she's part of that secret society. Something goes down. He tried to cheat. He tried to do something. Something's going to go down. And she's going to call the girls. And he's going to get it. Men are just going to be shook. They ain't going to do it no more. That's just my fantasy, right? That's just in my mind. I know. It's just not my mind. It's just in my mind. Anyway, folks, big shout out to Lady C and Brick and Michelle Brashaw. Shout out to her, yeah. Lashay Jones and Fashista. Those are interested at hitting me up before the show started. And I just want to shout them out real quick. You know, that's how I do. I'm a supporter. I'm not a hater. Like I said, I'm getting a busy signal from one of my things, so I might get cut off. The board is acting up right now, so if I do get cut off, I do apologize. I will try to reschedule the show for a later date because I am having issues, and it looks like my board is frozen on me, so I can't even do nothing with my board. All right. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm having technical issues right now. I just apologize. Thank you all for show up and support me for this show. I'm sick right now, so it looked like it's about to cut me off. It's giving me an error message right now. All right, Ethan. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show now because it makes no sense for me to try to do the show, and it's going to cut off for me. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I do appreciate it. I'm sorry we're having technical issues. Please try back on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Brick House with Brick Wilkes. That's Sunday, the Sunday coming, January 18th. Yes, 3-day weekend. So get here, damn it. Okay, so hopefully we'll have everything situated by then. Thank you. Hit us up on Facebook at WRPF Radio, like our page. And